4.7. You will hear part of a radio program in which a police officer is giving information about a crime. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen to the first part of the report and answer questions 1 to 5.
Coming up to 6:30 p.m. here on County FM. Time for our weekly County Crime Report. Joining us now, our old friend Inspector Holland. Good evening to you, Inspector.
Evening, Sue. Evening all. This week, we'd like to ask listeners to help us with a particularly important crime. A burglary at the County Museum here in the centre of town. It involves the theft of several items of both local and national importance. And despite having three of our most experienced officers on the case, we've very few leads so far. What we do know is this. Sometime on Saturday night or Sunday morning, a gang of thieves broke in and stole several valuable objects. Firstly, an antique wall clock from the main gallery. Now, this clock is not only beautiful, it's also unique. In fact, it's the only surviving piece by the master clockmaker George Mendelssohn. Consequently, it is worth a small fortune. In fact, it was last valued at £250,000. The second item on the thieves' shopping list was a painting, a life-size portrait of local parliamentarian and anti-slave trade campaigner, Sir John Foxton. Now, those listeners who have visited the museum will almost certainly remember this painting. It's the very large painting of the man on the white horse. And for those of you who don't know it, this is a particularly fine painting by the renowned 19th century artist Henry Radley and is valued at around £500,000. Now, how the burglars managed to get into the building is a mystery. No windows were broken. Nor was there any sign of any doors or windows being forced open. The burglar alarm failed to go off. Now, it's not impossible that they had a key. Several people have keys to the side entrance.